Oh, there's that turkeys. See under the trees there, those dark silhouettes hunched over. We found some turkeys. Woo! Total, there's probably 30 or 40 in here. They're just really hard to see because they're all kind of in between trees and clumps of brush. And a bunch of those turkeys are just over that rise in the field. So they're kind of hidden.
And are people hunting these wild turkeys for Thanksgiving?
Some people certainly do. Generally, the way the most popular season is structured is the springtime season during the breeding season. That usually opens late April and runs through May. So some people certainly harvest a turkey there and then package it correctly so that they can freeze it until they eat it at Thanksgiving in November. But most people, generally, as soon as they harvest it, they want to eat it. There's nothing like a fresh turkey that was just harvested, clean, plucked, maybe refrigerated for a night or two, and then freshly cooked.
So there's a possibility that people could be going out today to hunt their turkeys to make for Thanksgiving?
There's a possibility, but if they're doing it in Rhode Island, they'd actually be breaking the law. So as of right now, our fall turkey season is closed. Some of our neighboring states, I believe, do still have open fall turkey seasons that occur right now, so there's certainly a possibility. We live very close to Connecticut and Massachusetts, but I know we get a large number of hunters from here in Rhode Island that will buy non-resident licenses and permits in those states to hunt deer and turkey, and so there is a very real chance that due to the close proximity of those states, if provided their seasons are open, that you know people could be going out today to harvest the turkey to cook up tomorrow morning to enjoy for Thanksgiving dinner with their family.
And where are wild turkeys typically found in the state?
So traditionally you would expect to find them around areas of forest and open fields. So generally dairy farms are great places to find wild turkeys. As dairy farms decrease in number in the state where it's not as economical to run dairy farms, similar environments like that where kind of woods meet fields, and now the population has expanded, they can generally, like I said, be found anywhere. I mean, I get reports of turkeys in very densely populated areas of Cranston, Johnston, East Providence, Pawtucket, areas that you wouldn't necessarily expect. But as the population's expanded and they've come in contact with people, people are often a source of food, a source of security. You know, people oftentimes their presence will scare away foxes or coyotes or other predators. Generally, they only need a small patch of woods with mature trees to roost on. I've even had some areas where I've gotten calls where turkeys will spend the night on somebody's rooftop.
What are the nuisance calls like? What are people typically saying about the wild turkeys when they call in?
So most common are that turkeys are just in their yard, scratching up their yard. To feed, they frequently scratch fairly aggressively at the ground. I like to tell people that they're just aerating their lawn for them rather than destroying it, but to some people they could view it as destroying it. So that's one of the most common calls. And a lot of times when turkeys are then attracted to a neighborhood, they oftentimes see their reflections in people's cars, or even they'll get up on people's porches or decks and see their reflections in sliding glass doors. And the males are slightly territorial and dominant. They have a hierarchy in their flock, and so they see their reflection and they think it's another male, and they'll oftentimes kick it, peck at it, and when they do that to somebody's car, they frequently will scratch or even dent the side of someone's car.
I'm speaking with Josh Buth. He is a wildlife biologist for Rhode Island's Department of Environmental Management's Division of Fish and Wildlife, and we're talking about Rhode Island's wild turkey population. Are wild turkeys dangerous? Should people be afraid of them?
I mean, with any kind of wildlife, people should certainly be cautious. I mean, when you have an adult male turkey, it could weigh 20 to 25 pounds, and they do have spurs on the back of their legs, and their claws on their feet are definitely sharp, and their wings are very strong. I would never want to get hit with them. So people should always be cautious, but they shouldn't run away. You know, if a turkey were to approach them, you know, a nudge and push away with their shin or with a broom or something's likely going to remind find that turkey of, oh, you know, I should fear this person, and, you know, they will kind of attack back. I oftentimes advise people that if they have turkeys hanging out near their house, acting either aggressive or just where they're not going to back down, take a hose and put a good jet-powered head on it and give them a good blast with the water and the hose, and they're not going to like that one bit, and they're going to learn to fear people again like they should.
Was there anything else you wanted to add about wild turkeys?
I mean, the one question I'd say that I always get asked that you haven't asked is, what do wild turkeys taste like? Everybody wants to know, does it taste like the butterball turkey that you buy at Stop and Shop or Shaw's or not? And I'd say it looks similar, but it definitely tastes different. Wild turkeys, because they're out walking around, covering miles and miles daily, weekly, flying, running, jumping. They're using their muscles. So especially their wings and leg muscles have more dark meat than, say, a store-bought bird, which has a little bit stronger taste, and is also, they have some stronger ligaments and tendons, so it's a little, might be, I guess, tougher would be the word for the legs and wings. But if it's cooked in a soup and slow cooked, it generally breaks down that tissue that makes it a little tougher and makes a delicious soup. The breast meat is white, just like a store-bought bird, and usually very moist, so long as it's not overcooked, and is delicious.